I saw this. I figured we could talk about this. This chick from Barstool. You ever look at Barstool?
Nope.
Anyway, it's a good website.
Barstool Sports, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But they do this thing called smoke shows, and they just put up the hottest chicks from, like, their area. And the one just got in trouble for arson. Like, she was a smoke show, like, a year ago, and then she just got in trouble for, like, burning her roommate's bed.
Damn.
After a fight. And I was just sitting there, and they show pictures.
Sorry, keep going.
Oh, my God, dude.
It was finally me.
Ring the bell.
Woo,
that's one of the hardest
parts. You might have to take a break.
Oh, those stink, dude. Matt eats like such a fucking bitch that all his parts. He eats like gluten-free and fucking...
Dairy-free.
All this gay shit.
Basically paleo.
All his parts fucking stink.
Oh, my God. That's bad.
Well, anyway.
So what was going on there?
This hot chick got in trouble for arson. And I just know that that's never going to affect her.
Oh, definitely
she's
not.
She's super hot.
As soon as you said she's hot, I'm like, cool, and like she is an arsonist, I instantly wanted to fuck her. I'm like, oh, this is great.
That's disgusting.
Why?
You shouldn't say things
That's
like
just
that.
Good energy, dude. If someone's that fucking passionate to like burn someone's bed.
Yeah.
Imagine, dude.
That's somebody you want around?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You think that's a good choice?
It's a poor choice, but I'm attracted to it. You don't think, dude, someone burning, like Lisa Left Eye Lopez. Burned the whole the dude's house down.
Yeah.
The shit she was doing probably was probably insane. You gotta think about this stuff, dude.
Do you think that was false flag?
Hmm?
Left eye.
What, you think that was false flag? No, that was the real deal. I mean, whether or not the globalist fucking Manchurian candidate or I don't know, but fucking...
I think that was an inside job.
Yeah. What, Lisa Left Eye? You think it was fucking T-Boz?
I think it might have been Chili.
It might have been Chili. I mean, no one would ever suspect her. She's so sweet.
Chili was the sweet one.
She was a sweet one.
T-Boz was pretty sweet.
T-Boz has a mean streak.
Her name, you would think.
Yeah.
I think she was a sweetheart.
She was sweet in Belly. She was a sweetheart in Belly. She was Nas's wife.
Yeah. That's probably where I'm getting that from.
Yeah. You've been brainwashed by the liberal media.
By Belly.
Damn, dude. I can't believe you'd be brainwashed so easily.
So what do you want to talk about?
I have nothing,
dude. I think we hit our fucking main talking points.
You think so? Fucking, wait, what's the point about the bed? What happened then?
Nothing. I just thought it was funny that a hot chick will definitely...
Oh,
like,
definitely.
If that was anybody else and you had a first-degree arson on your fucking resume...
Yeah.
You'd be like, oh, my life is fucked.
Yeah, that's a fucked
She's
up charge.
She's a super hot chick. She's going to be totally fine.
Yeah, 100%. Definitely.
She will be rich.
No doubt.
If you're a hot chick and you're poor, you are a fucking dipshit.
Yeah, well, yeah, you have to be. There's just, like, dudes being like, please take my money. Please take my money.
Yeah.
You have to, wow.
There's so many dudes trying to buy you.
Yeah. They'll just become, like, they'll just dedicate their whole life to, like, just giving you stuff.
Yeah. One day, the arsonist hot chick, she'll be able to, like, boss people around.
That sucks. There literally are chicks so hot out there, they could come in here right now and just... Ruin, just come in right now and like, guys, turn this podcast off, no more podcasts, and I just be like, okay, fine. I won't do it anymore. Like, they could just totally fucking devastate their whole lives.
No way.
You serious?
No.
If these chicks were, like, the hottest, like...
If a hot chick walked in here and was like, turn the podcast
I'm
off,
I'm talking,
like,
the hottest.
The
I'm talking,
here,
like...
You idiot.
I'm talking, like, on Barstool Sports, like, that level of chick that hot.
Those are just hot college chicks. I mean, they're absurdly hot, but still, like, if one of them walked in, I'd be like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, but there's, like, a level of hot, and there's, like, Julia Roberts hot.
Julia Roberts?
Yeah, apparently in real life, Julia Roberts is beautiful.
Julia Roberts?
Yeah. Julia Roberts is fucking hot.
The fuck?
Well, I know someone who's met her in real life, and he was like, dude, she was like...
Dude, you base all of your fucking knowledge off of just firsthand what dudes tell you.
Yeah, people, I get all my knowledge from dudes I smoke weed with. They tell me something, I'm like, whoa. It just seared in as, like, truth. It's like, all
right,
here we go.
Right now, I can see one of those juggalos exhaling a fucking bong hit and be like, Julia Roberts is the hottest chick on earth. That's what just happened in your brain, and then you just recycled it.
She is hot, though, dude. There are levels, though.
If Julia Roberts walked in here, I'd
you
be
seen,
fucking
have you
shocked.
Seen her, have you seen her in real life?
No, I haven't seen
exactly,
her in real
dude.
Life.
I mean, you're more of like a material reductionist. I'm more of like an alchemist. Like, the immediate experience is everything.
Good Christ, dude. Are you high right now?
Yeah. Yiggity yo, we're back.
Yeah, we had to take a break because that went off the rails. And
if it had deleted like 6 minutes, it just was not entertaining.
It was just garbage.
Yeah, it sucked.
Matt said some inappropriate things. We had to delete that.
Not at all. Shane outed me, and Shane actually just physically punished me for getting stoned before the podcast.
What do you mean?
He just took me out back and fucking whooped me.
Took you behind the woodshed.
He gave me the spoon behind the woodshed.
Gave you a little fucking rubber hose behind the woodshed.
The rubber hose.
Beat you with a rubber hose.
Did you get the rubber hose?
Yeah.
Damn, I never got the rubber hose.
No, I never got fucking beat with a rubber hose from my dad.
That's what I thought you said.
No, it's just what geezers say. Take you behind the woodshed.
Give me the rubber hose.